I know I should start by saying it's always difficult playing against your home county, but at the end of the day, you're the manager of Wexford, and you must be really thrilled with the resilience and the way the lads never lay down the sword, so to speak, and fought right to the bitter end.
Yeah, I'm exceptionally happy with them. The fact that we dug that out, if we had lost that game, it would have been a travesty, because we were probably 7 or 8 points better than Clare today. But when things are going against you and you still manage to get the result, that's great. So I did. And I think the big thing for the misses today was some of them lads hadn't played in 5 months. That's been honest with you. That's why it'll probably take another game or two to get going, but we'll get there. But really happy with us staying to what we do. It got us the result at the end of the day.
The wides that we had in the first half hurt us, didn't it?
It did, yeah. But we normally wouldn't. We had frees that we'd put over in our sleep normally, you know. And I think Clare had only 3 or 4 wides in the whole game.
Yeah, four.
We'd
11.
Yeah, we'd 11, and I'd say 9 of them were exceptionally bad wides, you know. Listen, I'm happy with the result. We had 3 or 4 goal opportunities today, so we did tuck 2 of them, and 2 were 2 good ones.
Yeah, there were 2 magnificent goals, and I was just saying to him, we're walking out, you know, people sometimes confused by your system, but if you ever needed any proof that it works, Simon Donoghue had cleared the ball about 2 minutes before he was actually on the end of a move for David Dunn's excellent pass to score a goal.
Yeah, go play, that's all I tell the boys, go play. If you feel like going up, go up, you know. That's how these Wexford boys are. I love the spirit that's in Wexford County, and I want the same outside with these guys. And listen, we've 2 wins under the belt, is great.
And you know, again, Gavin Bailey, Conal Flood, another little bit of experience against a top class team, I suppose, for them today. And even Conor Hearn, when he came on, he did okay as well. He's pacey, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought Gavin and Conal did alright. The only thing that was wrong Conal at the start was he was just a bit jumpy and a bit anxious, and he gave away. He was actually thinking what he was going to do before he had the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
But I thought he settled into it. Maybe after 15 minutes, he settled into it. He knew himself, and I can never say anything to guys like that because I know they're actually trying very hard. Sometimes they're trying too hard. Yeah. And even at half time, believe it or not, I was very calm in the dressing room. The last quarterback, same thing. Just trying to tell him, I know we'll get the opportunity, stay with it. And we did, and we got there, you know.
Is it important that you're able to bring on the likes of Jack, who's experienced and who we thought played really well when he came on, just his physical presence, because Clare are a big physical team, aren't they?
You normally win the game by the 15 you have in the field at the end, so it's important to be bringing on good guys and strong guys at the end too. But we'll take today, and we've another massive one against the neighbours next week. Yeah, we need to improve a good bit from today to be competitive next week, but I'm sure today will bring us on a lot, you know?
Yeah, because you know the style we play. Kevin was probably a little bit frustrated in the opening 50 minutes. He wasn't getting on the ball as much, you know, Kevin Foley. And then when he did get on the ball, he had a major influence.
Yeah, I thought Kevin was actually good today myself. I thought he was all right.
Not to say that he was bad now, David, by saying that, but he just wasn't getting the ball the way the game worked out.
Yeah, sometimes he got the first 2 puckouts, I think, 1 or 2. I'd be happy with him, but sure, normally a team is going to try and close down your spare man anyhow, and they did that. But I'm happy enough with generally back there. The penalty they got, he threw himself to the ground, there's no doubt about it. I saw it inside the half time. We just have to improve a fraction in the air. We could be a bit better in the air, and we will get there too. We need them a few weeks to get us there, but listen, we're competitive and fighting, and that's what we want in Wexford, and that's what we're going to try and do. Clare have turned us over the last 2 or 3 times. We beat them in Ennis today, and we still have a lot of lads to come back into this setup yet that are injured at the moment, so we still have the ones of 6 or 7 lads that are going to be fighting for that first 15.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about the fitness level, Stevie, is there?
I don't think that was ever a problem with this crowd anyhow. They're actually...
No, but I know from COVID, and they obviously worked... No, they had to work on their own, and they've put in the work, didn't they?
They're not. They're very good that way, Liam. Listen, I can't say a word about these guys. They work on their own very hard, and they really are proud to play for Wexford. So trust me, anything we'd ask them to do it. I don't care what happens for the rest of the year, win or lose. They're an unbelievable bunch of guys, and they all care about each other, and they work very hard for their county. They love their county.
And to miss 2 talisman today, like Liam Ryan with a dead leg and Connor McDonald, I suppose they've been 2 leaders for the last couple of years, you know, to do it without them as well must be a little bit of extra pleasing for the whole squad.
Yeah, we did. You take Damon Reck will be right there. You take Sean Murphy will be right there. You take Paul Morris is probably one of the first guys I'll put on the team sheet every day. Then you put the two guys that you're saying. And then you've Cathal Dunbar to come back in on top of that, you know. Ross Dunne, who was injured, and there's someone else. I can't think now, but there's 8 injuries we had today, and there's 6 of them would think they'll be on the starting 15 straight out, you know. So it's not bad for what we had in Brahan. And I thought, in fairness to the two Connors when they came on, even Harry at the end, Jacko when he came on, like, they made a big difference, you know.
And Billy and Tom were saying in commentary, it's not easy coming down to Cusick Park in Ennis. They only ever won once in their hurling career down here. So it's a nice win, isn't it? And it won't be too easy for other teams to win here. But you're only worried about next week now in Kilkenny. And you're not worried about it, but it's another great challenge for the lads, isn't it?
Well, after Clare getting beat last week, you can imagine how fired up they were for this. So we knew that was going to happen. And to come to Ennis is always tough. Kilkenny next week, I'd say they'll throw the kitchen sink at us. We've beaten them for the last few years, so that's going to be an interesting battle. But we'll hardly just go down there and throw up the white flag. I'd say we'll go to give it a lash. And listen, we have a few interesting weeks ahead of us.
Great win today, Davey. And the only consolation, one consolation, I suppose, is you don't have too far to travel this evening.
No, it's handy 15 minutes home this evening. Talk
Thanks,
to you
Davey. Later.